Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Propaganda is as old as the Iliad, but many Americans assume that only primitive dictatorial regimes use propaganda against their own citizens. This is not true. In fact, sophisticated American public relations firms have long been at the heart of propaganda efforts specifically directed at the American population. The public relations firms of Hill and Knowlton was instrumental for just that situation prior to the first Gulf War. Saddam hadn't just invaded Kuwait, according to Hill and Knowlton. His armies had tossed incubating babies to the floor and left them there to die. Such was the propaganda presented to the American public, thanks to the creative efforts of Hill and Knowlton. Give a listen.
While I was there, I saw the Iraqi soldiers come into the hospital with guns. They took the babies out of the incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
But as it turns out, the massacre of the young incubating babies never occurred. The young girl testifying was lying. She was also a member of the Kuwaiti royal family, hired by Hilton Knowlton to testify. This, however, did not prevent George H.W. Bush from repeating the lie.
Kids in incubators, and they were thrown out of the incubators so that Kuwait could be systematically dismantled.
Hill and Knowlton earned over $10.8 million for their work. It was paid for by, quote, Citizens for a Free Kuwait, unquote, which was, in fact, an AstroTurf organization funded almost entirely by the Kuwaiti government. Tune in for our next Hidden History when we examine the propaganda efforts that helped sell the Second Gulf War to an unsuspecting American public. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.